colorful, and sometimes dramatic memories are so strong and present in my mind that bringing them to life in my videos is only natural to me. I'm incredibly proud of being Hispanic. Everything that we represent as a community and as people is rooted in our love for life, our respect for others, and our compassion and empathy. Our households are much sterner than those of other cultures surrounding us. And although I suffered through it as a kid, I now understand that it is because our parents are looking out for us, teaching us important life lessons on a day-to-day basis because they simply want what's best for us. From the outside, our homes may look like a small dictatorship, but to us, it's normal. It's our way of life. Some people may not get it, but every act of discipline, every rule, every lesson, every hug, every laugh molds us into better human beings, arming us with the tools we need to succeed in every chapter of our lives. When I was living in my first apartment in a dodgy part of town, I never imagined that the short-form videos I was creating for fun would go viral and open this new and unexpected door in my journey. To be able to share my Hispanic heritage in each of these stages of my life with my viewers through these videos on different platforms and to make an impact on their lives is absolutely amazing. I get to showcase our culture and explore snippets of our reality, not only to make you laugh and reminisce, but also to keep our culture and traditions alive for future generations. And now, I've been blessed with this opportunity to dive deeper into this exploration with this book. I never really sat down to talk about and analyze our way of life at such a profound level before, but by doing so, I have come to realize that I am not only proud, but honored to be Hispanic. We see and experience life from our own unique perspective. Our tangible excitement and celebratory impulses when something goes well in our lives, our hot-headed and passionate reactions when facing roadblocks, our deep love and respect for the elders in our families and the community, the way we always look out for each other and extend a helping hand or a plate of food to anyone in need. Each and every piece of the puzzle that makes us Hispanics, Latinos, Latinas, Latinx, or whatever label you prefer to use, is absolute and pure magic. That's also why people from different Latin American countries can watch my videos and laugh wholeheartedly, because we've all been there. Those skits reflect our childhoods, and I hope that these stories will reflect our loud, expressive, and affectionate hearts. This book isn't about my videos, although you will be able to clearly see where some of my inspiration from them came from. This is a reflection of what makes us tick, and it is also me opening up to you, sharing my stories, my thoughts, my perspectives, so that we can go beyond my skits and travel down memory lane together, and through all the ups and downs and laugh out loud moments that come with being Hispanic in the United States. I hope that no matter how old or young you may be, you too will be able to relate to the range of emotions in these pages and at long last understand that at some point growing up, we all thought our parents were nuts. We were all puzzled by some of our customs, rules, disciplinary actions. And regardless of what Latin American country we came from, we all share a common upbringing. Yes, we each have our own slang, specific traditions, and nuances, but we were raised on the same basic set of principles, an underlying and unifying thread sewn throughout our lands that bands us together. So when you're getting yelled at as a kid, when you're getting a chancla thrown over your head, and when you're doing chores on the weekend when you'd rather be playing video games, when you suffer a pela for not following the rules, when you wish you were old enough to leave home, remember this. It all comes from a pure, unconditional, and almighty love. Your parents love you, have faith in you, and want the best for you. We are a united front. Each Latin American country beyond our own is part of our extended family, sharing similar struggles and celebrations, an unbreakable bond. We're loud. We're going to embarrass you. We may seem like we care too much, but it's never enough. Because we love hard, we take pride in our families, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure everyone in our circle is looked after. We aren't crazy, we're just Hispanic. Listen up, enjoy, and use the hashtag titles to share some of your own personal stories and anecdotes on social media about these topics that are such a key part of the fabric of our glorious community. Chapter 1, hashtag home. I have a profound love for Central Florida. Every time I fly back into Orlando, I tell my fiance Camilla how happy I am to call this place my home. The connection runs so deep.